We can now move on to our next talk. For the next talk, we have Michael Thiele, and they are the co-founder of Connect2x, and they are going to present us the TI Messenger story. Michael.
So, thank you. Hello, welcome. I'm Michael from Connect2x, and I'm here to talk about TI Messenger story. So, what is a story? It's mostly, I tried to make it a bit interesting. I'd like to include some anecdotes from a certification process and also the impacts it had on our company and how we developed our messenger. So, let's start. TI Messenger is a messenger in the German healthcare sector. It's a matrix messenger, but there's also a big certification involved. Which says, okay, this matrix messenger has to do something specifically to be called TI messenger, and that's basically it. So it's a matrix messenger used in a German healthcare system. So how can you tell a story? You have so many ways, and I chose to do the most boring way, a timeline. So a little bit of going back, what happened, and maybe do a little bit a glimpse into the future. So yeah, we have a timeline and some actors in it. So we have multiple actors. We have Gematik on the one hand. They are the ones who write the specification. So they say if a matrix messenger has this and this and this feature, then it can be called a TI messenger. Then we have the industry, and since I'm not the industry that can implement it, I want to tell it from our perspective. So we have Connect2x. We did the implementation and small caveat, we only did the client side. So the specification has also a server side, which is specified, and I will not include this in this talk. And then, to make it a little bit suspense, we have a secret third actor. So let's see who that is and when it appears. So every story has to begin somewhere. And the story of Connect2x begins in a beer garden in Germany in the summer of 21. So it's 4 years ago. When I prepared the slides, I was like, oh my God, it's 4 years ago. Benedikt, co-founder of Connect2x, myself and some other people were sitting in a German beer garden and discussing how we could implement a TI messenger, because at that point Gematik was already working on a specification for it. And this first specification, TI messenger 1.0.0, it was in this year in October 21. So then was TI messenger 1.0.0 specification was published, and it was a big milestone. But there were no certifications at this point, because it turned out we still had to work on this. And before I go on and talk about more about what happened afterwards, I want to describe a bit the process, because that is really interesting. Because certification processes can be very different, and Gematik was also changing their process with TI Messenger. So before, the certification process for Gematik looked a little bit like a waterfall. They spent months, even years, in closed doors, and they were writing, and then when they were satisfied or a deadline was hit or something else happened, they were like, okay, this is a specification, and dear industry, please implement. And if there was some Gizmo MacGuffin version 3.0 required to implement it, the industry had to say, okay, we implement the Gizmo MacGuffin version 3, and no questions asked. So that was a bit painful for this process. As you can imagine, writing a specification is really, really hard. It takes lots of effort. You have to think about everything that can happen, about user interactions, about how systems interact. And specifications also take a lot of time, so maybe at the end of the specification process, some environment has already changed. So Gematik decided, okay, this process is not good enough anymore. So they changed it to a more agile process. So they did the 1.0 specification. And then they said, industry, please welcome. We need feedback from your side. And that's what that was really, really cool. And we really liked this process. So beginning from there on, there were every second Friday, there were meetings with Gematik. And it was a small group of dedicated industry people and Gematik architects and specification writers. And every second Friday, there were some like one or two topics that were discussed, and it was really open. There was a lot of critique on a specification or things that were overcomplicated or maybe not necessary or some things that should be included. So it was a really, really nice process, and we liked every second of it. So applaud to Gematik. That was really, really good. So, but as you can see now, we are now in 25, and this was in the year 21. So what happened in the meantime? I mean, if you look at the German healthcare market now, TI Messengers is like, yeah, there are some, but... So what happened in the meantime? Well, let's talk about our journey. In 2022, around March, we had our first MVP. So we had a basic messenger that could... You have a timeline and you have some rooms and you could open it, and it also had encryption already in there. But why was March so important? Because in April every year there is DEMEA, which is the biggest showcase for everything related to healthcare and IT infrastructure in Germany. And there we have our secret third actor, our hopes and dreams. Because DEMEA, the 22, marked some kind of dream for both sides. So for Gematik, well, they were sure that they could not have a certified messenger, TI messenger there, but there were some hints, so maybe we can show a TI messenger there and it would be great. But as we can see, we needed 2 more years that a real certified messenger could be shown on DEMEA. And I remember from 22, already people were asking about, okay, can we see a TI messenger? How long will it take? We are ready for this. So this was a long time ago. It's like it's 3 years ago. And now we're here. But this was dream of Gematik. And also we had some big dreams and nothing to show. It was just two people, Benedict and myself. We went to to DEMEA. And we had we didn't have a booth or anything. We just had some flyers in our hand, and we walked from booth to booth and handed out some flyers. Okay, we are a team that implements TI Messenger clients. So, that was DEMEA. Still no TI Messenger that could be used. And then I found something interesting in the preparation, the tender for the TIM reference implementation. So a reference implementation that shows the specification can be implemented like this on the backend side and the frontend side. Sorry, can I have some water, please? Can someone provide me? thanks. Oh, sorry. Hopefully it's I'm really sorry. Maybe it works now. Okay, my voice. I'm really sorry. We had another specification, 1.1, and it was, thank you. It was, thank you. I'm really sorry. Cheers. I have...
I'm sorry. Yeah. If I was Russian, I would try. So you see, it took a long time for this new specification to be live. And this is also some part, like programmers know this. The first 20% of 80% of a project take 20% of the time, and the last 20% take 80% of the time. And it's the same with specifications. It's a trend you will see in the ongoing timeline. So you remember those Friday meetings, really productive. Then I found an email that said in the end of 22 they implemented open office hours. And that was like, some of those meetings included 80 people, most of those from big companies, and the quality, at least for us, it dropped dramatically. Before, it was open discussion, lots of focus on special topics. And then it was like 2 hours of, I don't want to call it wasted time, but it was too much. So specification and open specification is nice, but you have to regulate how many people take place in those meetings, at least. That's one takeaway from me. So we were dreaming about a release at the end of 2022. That was like when we started. Now we are 2025. And still, TI Messenger, yeah, where are you? So 23 came, and then a new version. You see, it's nearly the end of summer in 23, and we had 8.1. So we came from 1.1 to 1.1.1.1. So you see, it crawled nearly to a halt. And the specification process, no shame on Gematik. As I said, it's like product development. You have the last 20% are really, really hard. So on our side, we very much were occupied with funding and so on. So not lots of talking. Thank you. So another specification came around also half a year later. So you see cycles were longer and longer. And then something happened. There was something on the horizon looming. And we know really in 23 it was already looming there, that there would be a whole rewrite of the specification. So until now it was TIM 1 dot everything, and now, because TI Messenger before that was only for healthcare professionals. So it was for healthcare professionals to healthcare professionals, and now also the insurance patients should be included, which is called EPA, electronic patients file. And there were two new specifications looming on the horizon. And this posed a rather big problem for us, because Connect2X, as it turned out, we were in the B2B market now. We were not really offering TI Messengers ourselves, but we offered other companies the possibility to implement their own TI Messenger. And then we had three flavors of TI Messenger: the 1.1, the Pro, and the IPA, and we wanted everything. So how do you adopt to this? You had all this long specification process where lots of things changed. Okay, maybe you can change your product, but then you have customers who are on the one version, and then you have customers on another version, and now you have three different separated versions, which also can have these version changes, and you have to support everything. So how do you do that? Maybe you come up with a clever architecture. I don't want to go into this detail. On Saturday, I give another talk where I go into details how we implemented the variability in our messengers. But it showed that to some part, a gematik and a specification process is something that shaped our architecture in a good way, in a really, really good way, because I really like this architecture. We are very flexible. We have the possibility to release matrix messengers. We also can release TI messengers and TI messengers in different flavors. So that is really nice. So you see there's kind of pollination from the specification process to our architecture. And this was in the end of 2024, where the release of these specifications came. So, yeah. This is... So what's all the point? It's like with these long specification processes, you have to react to change. And as a business, some decisions you can only counter with business decisions. And sometimes even that is not possible. I have one thing I want to talk about. One server equals one organization. So there has been, like from the beginning, remember 2021, it's like 4 years ago, we had discussions with members of gematik where we were like, well, if you have one server, one backend server for one organization, so imagine a small doctor's office with like 10 people or 5 people working there, they have their own home server. And then you have one for a big hospital, it might be not be a pose a problem, but for those small organizations, yeah. And we had so many discussions, and still in 2025, this is not really solved. And it's not something, maybe you can do it with technological advancements, but still, those are decisions that are really, really fundamental, and it can shape your business, and you have to react to those. And this is just one example here. But other things you could solve in a technical way. So the variants, like we have seen with the TI messenger fragmenting into different flavors and also different versions. Well, we had our architecture where we have the layered architecture with extension mechanisms. So where does it leave us now? So we have TI messenger 1.1.2, we have TIM Pro, and we have TIM IPA. And this is, I looked it up yesterday, those are the company or the number of companies that implement a product that have a product certification. And in parentheses, you have where our product, because we are B2B, where our product is involved. So in the old version, we have one. In TIM Pro, we have two of the five companies. In TIM IPA, we have four of the five. And TIM IPA especially is very, very impressive. So we have like 84% of the market share in TIM IPA. And if you remember, it was for all insured person. In Germany, it's like 60 plus million people. So potentially, we have many users. But yeah, it's... still not that much for such a long process and for such a big project. I'm really a bit depressed that those numbers are not higher, but it's still an ongoing process. So yeah, this is where we are now. And like every story, maybe you can have a glimpse into the future. So one thing. Where can you buy TIM Pro now? We looked. No vendor is actively saying, "Well, you can buy TIM Pro for your healthcare professionals now." TIM IPA, it's already implemented by the insurance companies. It's working and that's great. But TIM Pro, where are you? We know some companies are trying to do it until end of year, but it's still slow. And this leads to another question: where are the users coming from? Gematik is like, well, TIM is so great, everybody will use it, so it will grow itself. But this is an ecosystem. You have to have some grass that has to grow. And then it's like, yeah, if you have enough grass, then it will pollinate everything else. but I am not sure if this is the right approach to say, well, everybody can use it. I went to the dentist last month and I asked them about TI Messenger. We're like, what? What is TI Messenger? They know Kim, the email version, but not the Messenger version. So it's still very much unknown in the field. So there's Tim Connect in 2026, and our maybe. And then our wish would be like, don't know if it's for Gematik or someone else, but we want to have certified custom events. So now you can only write text messages and so on, but if you want to have appointments or something else, you should have custom events, and they should also be specified and certified. So yeah, this is us, Connector X. We also have a booth here. If you have any questions or want to talk about TI Messenger or customizing messengers, please come and visit us. Also have some websites where you can find us. And now I think we have 5 minutes for questions.
Thank you. First, can I have a huge round of applause for Michael? Great talk. Again, a reminder for people who are watching online, you can ask questions in the Alan Turing Matrix rooms. But if anyone has a question here, please raise your hand. Please hold the mic super close to you.
Hi, thank you for the presentation. I have a question. What's the biggest challenge you face during the building the TI Messenger?
Oh, there were so many. I think for us as a new company, the biggest challenge was the certification process, the certification itself, because we have never done this before, and it's lots and lots of paperwork, and you have to learn the process and everything that Gematik expects from you. And this was very painful on our side because we had to learn so much. Because on the technical level, we are quite proficient, so we knew how to implement this. Some architectural decisions, yeah, they were hard, and we had some pain to go through. But I think the certification process itself, to get a certified messenger in the end, was really that most painful. Now we know how it works, and it's not that painful anymore. But the first one was really—it's like giving birth.
Okay. And did you used any third-party consultant companies during the period of certification, or did it by everything by yourself?
Yeah. I mentioned it a bit. We are B2B, so we always have partners that do the certification as the main actor. And we were like support, but support is very wide, and sometimes you do like 90% of the work or have to do it. But we always had partners who knew how to do some parts of the certification. Yeah. So like consultants, maybe.
Can you expand on Can you expand on what you mean by certified custom events and what you want to see there?
Now we also have certified or specified events, like text message event is in a matrix spec. It's defined, okay, it looks like this, this is content, and it looks like this and this and this. And every messenger who wants to be a matrix messenger has to implement the feature that says, okay, I can display text messages. And we also want this for healthcare-specific events, like making an appointment or sending an Arztbrief. I don't know what's the English word for it. But you can imagine there are some specific things that are in the healthcare system that could be easily be specified with one event. And like the matrix spec specifies some events, we also want to have the TI Messenger spec to specify events that all TI Messengers have to implement. So it's still interoperable.
Because the spec core team has been thinking about a similar thing for unstable events, having some sort of directory that you can go in.
Yeah, reference. Yeah. I don't know if Gematik is the right one to do it. Maybe it could be
maybe some kind of consortium or something else. I'm not sure what's the right approach, but I think that's the next logical step forward for TI Messenger to be really, really useful. Because now it's just WhatsApp for healthcare professionals, and it has to be a bit more.
Any other questions? Last minute, last question. No questions? Then I would ask again a huge round of applause for Michael.